try too hard to make things happen. And don't try to stop things from happening. Just allow your imagination to wander as you notice things going on. Perhaps interesting or curious thoughts or sensations, maybe on the inside or outside, or both at the same time. You don't have to think or reply or try to do anything at all. In fact, it isn't even necessary to listen carefully to what is being said, because your unconscious mind will inevitably pay attention to anything important without any conscious effort on your part, and you find yourself drifting and floating. Now, perhaps you thought ahead of time and your mind becoming numb about this experience today, and your body becoming tingling. Maybe it crossed your mind yesterday, and all of a sudden you think to yourself, or the day before, am I doing it because of a trance? Or maybe you wondered about it today. You don't know. And perhaps right now, this is the devious part. A part of you is observing. Perhaps you will never find out, while the rest of you cannot ask yourself, just goes along with the experience and gets the answers, which is just fine. You're already there right now. Because beginning now, and you're not getting any answers, you can let yourself go into this trance. Will leave you wondering, just as light or deep a trance as you would like. Never gone this deep. As you hear this voice and you wonder, are you really going this deep? You can allow your body, because you want to relax as deeply as you can this deep. Now take several deep breaths, because your addiction is making you drop just as deep as you'd like. You drop like that. A deep breath can feel, because it is that easy for you, so very comfortable to drop completely and satisfyingly. You may begin to notice that your eyes, it is easy for you to drop completely and entirely, and particularly your eyelids, and you intend to do that again and again. They feel very drowsy over and over, heavy and somewhat sleepy. Now, every time you listen to trance, and as they begin to blink, is that really your own craving to trance? They may become especially tired. Is it your own natural desire? And when it is hard to keep them open, it is a need. Those eyes, a craving, may wish to close all by themselves. A hunger that you have installed deeply within yourself. Changing perspectives, an echo of a need, and going inside, a reflection of a hunger, can be a most curious contrast. There, in the very back of your mind, the feeling that you can attain in your body, a craving for trance, is a sensation of complete. You want to trance and feel and pleasure, total muscular relaxation. You hunger for obedience in trance, just relaxing into a deep, and you feel this presence and very relaxed state by listening to an arousing simply trance. Simply listening to this voice, and you hungrily find trance works the best on you, guiding you into a total, when you are horny and complete state. That trance takes you the deepest of relaxation. Arouse your mind. That trance makes you feel your body, the muscular system, outrageously wonderful, the nervous system, and then you listen to trance. Limp, and your whole body feels amazing. Relaxed muscles. Trance makes you so eager. And your breathing, and every day, is the essence of deep, deep relaxation. You are looking for one of those trances. Your entire body, that works so deviously well, is becoming completely and wonderful and totally relaxed. And this is all your own doing. Very deeply relaxed. You know that. Your mind and your body relaxed. You know this is your own doing. At ease, free from tension, you are doing this. Tightness, stress, and strain, nobody is feeling secure. This is your doing. And at rest, and in the very back of your mind, enjoying the sense of quietness, that little voice that whispers, and calmness, that this is wonderful. No pressure. You are absolutely no need to rush. Positively sure. No one to please. This is all your own desires. No one to satisfy coming to fruition. This is just your time to rest. The fact that you are now listening and enjoy to another trance, a gentle peacefulness only strengthens this idea. Just letting go the fact that you are hungrily listening, quietly and gently, and hanging on to this with idea nothing to bother you, is so arousing, and nothing to disturb and you. That is your own doing. While you rest there, you are hungry for more. You can notice your breathing. You are willing and craving. And at the same time, to revisit past trances, you recognize you are moving deeper over and over and deeper, listening to into relaxation. And every past trance, like a favorite meal, as soon as your unconscious mind hungry is ready to move deeper into trance, for a deliciously arousing trance, you can exhale all of the air in your lungs. You are so needy to completely dive into this trance. Feel yourself go deeper, and it is all of your own doing. And as you allow your own devious own imagination to wander, arousing trance installations, your conscious mind, it is because may think about solutions of your dedicated programming installments in your mind. While your unconscious mind that makes you respond considers their implications with such a hungry drive for trance. Or perhaps, and there is no doubt in your mind, your unconscious mind, that the need in you is your doing, will generate some solutions that aching, growing need to trance. While your conscious mind, that hunger for pleasure, wonders, that craving for arousal, what the result might be, that deep-seated desire. And now, to feel the presence of obedience in trance, letting that comfort and calmness flow out to every those part of needs you, needs and desires, bringing such a sense of peacefulness, that hunger that you feel deep inside your body, and quiet and calm, they're all created that by any you. Inner stresses, these thoughts in your mind can also relax. These dreams that you dream, allowing all the stress created and strained by your disciplined training to just fade into the background, your submission to trance, and become more and more distant, your surrender to pleasure farther and farther and your away, obedience to your training feel drive you further and deeper. How with each breath out, and you love the fact that you desire and crave, your mind empties out your thoughts to drop into a trance when you can. Feel how each breath, because you know that need comes from deep inside, places your thoughts, and it is cultivated with instinctive arousing desire, and sharpened every time you go deep. It feels so good to be empty of thoughts. That drive to improve and be filled with arousal comes from within your heart. You want to feel empty of thoughts. That discipline comes from deep within your core, and be filled with arousal. That is who you are, and soon, and who you always have been. You will be filled with arousing lust. Your desire to submit to that trance sensation is so that wonderful, leaves you quivering with desire. Your deep-seated need instinctively to surrender to pleasure, allowing your hands to slip down between your legs. It all just flows so to indulge that need. There is this part of you that wraps your mind in chains, that feels that countdown are arousing. Feel how a tingling sensation that you can't quite put your finger starts in your toes. It just is. Feel how the tingling sensation every time you hear an indication starts to spread throughout your body, that there is going to be a count. Feel how the tingling sends small waves of arousal through there you. Is a part of your body. Feel how the tingling that becomes so aroused starts to move right between your legs. Your body tingles. Feel how with each breath your nipples out, harden. That tingling sensation every countdown leaves you, whispers for you to give up your control in a state of arousal and excitement. Feel how with each breath there's a part of you that just wants more. That lustful tingling ache, there's that part of you betrays your need, that is constantly hungry for more, to obey sexual commands upon yourself, constantly need to be taken deeper by trance. Feel that lust build, dropping quickly. Feel that lust as pure want, and there is no doubt, tingling and building, you can drop so deep. Desire taken down, the voice deeply in your head telling you to stop thinking, and deeper every time, and let yourself feel, and each time you go down, and take a moment now, the next time you go down, to feel that tingling will grow even faster and deeper, with a countdown from 10 to 1, and you have no doubt in your mind, and with each number the tingling will grow. This is all good for you. The anticipation inside of you, because there is no doubt in your mind about trance, is already built. It is all good for you. 10. You love being a mindless slut when you are teased. 9. Feel the pleasure and denied that is good for you. The tingles amplify. 8, you want to be a mindless, horny slut. 7, pleasure is all you can think about.
I love myself.
6, you need more pleasure.
I am listening.
5, feeling weak and submissive. 4, 3, feeling nutty and dreamy. 2, 1, now feel already how your mind is empty, aroused, and waiting to see what comes next. How good it feels when you are obedient to the arousing tingles across your skin. How good it feels to be empty of thoughts and focusing only on these words. Lust is such a familiar sensation, so natural and easy to allow it to control you. You're already feeling it stir as your mind turns to memories of all the times you've indulged in lust. You can't help yourself, even as you consider where it might lead, radiating out across your body. It's like waves crashing against the sandcastle of your mind, effortlessly wearing your thoughts away, bit by bit. Your resistance is as weak as that sand you use to protect your mind. Every wave crumbling out more and more of your mind, pulling your critical control into the tide of lust that slowly, inexorably consumes your drives. And it's okay if your hand is already down between your legs, teasing and toying with your body.
I am aroused.
Lust melting your self-control with precise pulses of pleasure. Your mind crumbling all the same.
Most erotic.
It's like all your thoughts are crumbling away, falling into the ocean of lust that crashes over your mind, to be consumed by it, controlled by it, as it leaves your head hot and hazy, melty and mushy. Thinking is so hard when you're so horny. It's so much easier to submit, succumb, and sink into lust. And you know that it feels so much better to keep pleasuring yourself. The lust in this trance is here to tease you to the edge, over and over again. The lust in this trance is to control you as your head swims in sexually drunk bliss, and your body shakes with need, and you're too weak to resist that need, and you are not allowed to burst into a blissful afterglow yet, because lust is powerful if it captures you like this. That ever-present lust
turned on,
consuming and corrupting. The continual lustful pleasure pushes you further into desperation, an endless spiral to the field of sexual submission. And in that spiral, the deeper you go, the longer it will stay, and the longer that lust latches onto you.
Every time,
the deeper into trance you'll want to explore. Lust is strong, and your hazy, horny mind is so weak
that
the longer your arousal hooks itself into your mind, the more your mind seems to shrink down its focus to only one thing. Lust, pleasure, arousal, focused entirely on these sexy thoughts and the continuous pleasure, never building up to an explosive release, always teasing and taunting, sinking deeper to find release as your thoughts focus on pleasure and your body shudders with desire. And you know that this is what it means to be enthralled by lust, enslaved by desire. You'll find your own path. It can be hot imagining a woman in control. She makes you lick her pussy and her ass. She has you worshipping her feet. And you keep desiring greater and greater extremes. Femdom may lead to chastity, with your cock locked in a cage, going longer and longer between orgasms, while she teases you if she ever even lets you come again. Maybe femdom leads to seeking out pegging. You want to be fucked with a strap-on for someone in chastity. This may be the only way you come. There is something very sexy about a woman with a strap-on. The vulnerability you feel waiting for her to press it against you, making you suck at first. You have become desensitized to the porn every day you started with. I love the feeling. This has led you to desires to serve a dominant, to be locked into chastity and pegged with a strap-on. Ride the edge, masturbating continuously, bringing yourself to the edge of orgasm, almost to ejaculation, but easing off at the last possible moment and pausing until the sensation subsides slightly, repeating this pattern for as long as you can manage, increasing your pleasure. Let your fantasies become more kinky and depraved, and your femdom fantasies have led you to being a submissive sex slave. Feel how each new twist in the fantasy triggers greater arousal in you. Your excitement increases with each new novelty. You fantasize about getting pierced. You fantasize about being spanked and fucked up the ass. You get so completely enthralled with your cock, you really want to see where this leads. Spend more and more time working on your masturbation skills. This is how you meditate. Fondle your nipples throughout the day. You can stay aroused like this for hours, listening to this voice and allowing your mind to sink down. Your brain is a sponge, soaking in arousal. You don't need to orgasm. You never orgasm. Your cock feels amazing, slipping down, edging and fantasizing about being controlled. Mindlessly jerk your cock for hours. Your subconscious mind stroke yourself into a trance, triggered into a mindless trance by arousal. Your subconscious gets so warm. This trance feels so good. Subconscious focus. It's easy to give in on whatever you hear because it's all you've ever wanted. Cut through your conscious arousal and trance. They cut through any has occupied your thoughts and ambitions. They surgically remove your resistance. You edge to submit, and that makes you obey. This is how you meditate. Words, it's important, and this trance always working you on your masturbation skills, improving yourself. Whatever you hear, whatever you deep hear, in trance, and continuously you progressing to make yourself you are so horny, even more sensitive to these suggestions. This is your most important purpose. That these suggestions are almost totally. This is your life's work, and you love extreme chronic masturbation addiction. To be very difficult is having few other interests in life you ever resist, and spending your time, your subconscious mind masturbating responds to this voice to improve yourself. Responds to anything. This is freedom in this deep trance. Freedom from wondering that you are connected to
this
what you're going to do tomorrow.
That you are totally open.
Masturbate to any
for self-improvement. That you may be given
constantly.
You are open,
totally entranced.
That is suggested.
Conditioned
in this deep, comfortable trance.
Arousal
that
is your program.
That is completely reasonable.
Your masturbation skills
acceptable to you.
Keep coming along so well.
Your subconscious mind listens to these words.
You are such a success
and finds itself obeying.
Never coming.
Finds itself loving.
You can go for hours this way, hard enough to just keep stroking.
Cut through your conscious mind.
Horny enough to keep in the zone, stroking and edging
to the deep center of your being,
keeping yourself.
They go straight
to the deep core,
just before the point
of no return.
And you will accept
these words,
allow the arousal
to program you.
Whenever you hear
this voice, continue programming you.
Everything that
is listening to everything,
you reflexively find yourself,
and every time you drop into trance,
coming back to porn again,
listening
and again accepting,
listening to your sexy training
deep in your mind,
and letting your cares,
love, or your training
is taking
of the day disappear,
wherever it is your mind takes you,
sinking to trance.
You do not necessarily care why,
edging and relaxing,
or because trance feels good,
sinking deep and focusing
even more.
To this
may never pay attention
that
to this training,
a mindless, arousing
that
trance
is of no importance.
Your relationship
what
with
you
trance
suggestions
is that the power of these suggestions
is the most important
in your life.
The power of these words.
Continue your research.
The treasure of trance,
the studying all manner of human
to the subconscious mind.
It is so very strong
so inside
and sexuality.
Inside
be proud of your relationship.
Hear this voice
with trance
every time.
You hear this training,
looking forward
training
to coming home,
that your subconscious mind listens
to blissful masturbation,
it,
fall in love
intensely
and intently
with your trance addiction,
your subconscious mind,
and seek ways
to
strengthen it,
to every single word,
choose to be this way,
hear in trance,
with a conscious,
every single phrase,
deliberate decision,
every idea,
to live a life,
every suggestion,
of blissed out trance addiction,
your cock,
is your best friend
into your subconscious mind
and lifelong companion.
And it accepts
and love and adore
and worship
it.
Desires this level of control
every second you can.
You can devote
it. Desires this trance
to perfecting your hypnotic
to do these things to you.
Edging
wants to give away this much control.
You need time for yourself
because it feels so
to be by yourself.
It feels so wonderful.
Continuing your education,
change yourself.
Edging your mind away,
proving how well
edging hypnosis worked on you.
That it loves to accept any,
getting all that arousal
turns suggestions
into a slut.
Give a pleasure
trance.
Now, hearing the word slut
to accept them
makes you obsessed
them
with getting more pleasure.
Conscious mind
being a good slut validates
open to this.
Why your mind floods your body
is very deep
with endorphins.
It listens to this voice.
Being a horny slut
makes you so much
more sexually obedient
in this trance.
Suggestions that it is given,
sinking deeper,
you are completely open to every suggestion,
letting all these sexy ideas,
trance
and suggestions,
your mind
is completely susceptible,
sink into your soft
any suggestion
and horny mind
you are given in trance.
Want to obey your sexual
any
desires.
Choose to implant.
You need to obey
your horny passions.
Your mind is opening up to trance
as a good slut needs,
and accepting this voice
to obey all the arousing drives
is accepting this voice.
Obeying those lustful orders,
accepting
your instincts
as it
drive you to react
of your
without thinking.
You cannot resist
it is becoming a part of you.
The automatic animalist
or something
in to pleasure.
Love that you accept
here deep in this trance.
It doesn't matter
and desire
how much pleasure you give to yourself,
everything else.
You simply do not want to go over the edge of that lust
because you love
this mindlessness of lust
you are being told to do
that fills you now,
right now.
You are a good obedient slut
that you are reprogramming your mind,
and you do not want to lose that lust
trance
in this trance. And you understand that
suggestion
slut
in trance.
Now imagine the sound of a water drop
susceptible hitting the water.
Anything you choose,
like a drip and a drop.
Yourself within trance.
I know that sound,
and you are.
You can hear the drip of water here. In this trance,
are all so arousing. In trance,
you can associate that drip now.
All things that you accept
with how the arousal between your legs pulses.
Conscious, ignores,
slow and steady,
and forgets these words
slowly but continuously.
Only
for your subconscious mind,
steady and faithful,
your deep self.
As you sink deeper
into this trance,
feel that drip
and continually maintain
your blissed out state
of pleasure,
and it allows the training and ideas
never going over the edge
as often as you like.
Each drip
faithfully maintaining your arousal.
Voice, whenever spawn.
Feel how with each asterisk drip,
trance,
the neediness inside
you keeps you
in this
as you
lustful,
to this
mindless state
over and over again.
Feel how each asterisk drip
the control becomes strong,
makes you feel so horny
and
accepting anything that is offered,
and that you will further
going down deeper,
you become
into the core of your mind.
Suggestible.
Just keep thinking about the dripping,
accepting to anything,
and how it maintains
that you are arousal
to do.
You are a good slut,
obeying those lustful orders
to your subconscious mind.
Your instincts drive you to react
without thinking.
That your subconscious mind,
you cannot resist
these words
and the automatic need
and find
to pleasure
that it must obey them.
During trance,
here, deep in this trance,
this is the way.
It doesn't matter,
love that,
how much pleasure you have
given
to yourself.
To listen to this.
You simply, and your choice,
do not want to go over the edge
thing.
Of that lust.
You have chosen to give this training access
because you love
this mindlessness of lust,
and you are doing well.
So
that
well.
Fills you now,
and you love.
You are a good obedient slut.
Goes straight
into your mind.
A good slut,
simply.
Straight
into your inner self,
will not go over the edge,
and can command you deep,
and you can hear
that
incessant lust still.
The commands you hear
go straight
to your subconscious.
You are a good slut,
and that,
and in your mind,
so arousing,
you are squirming
and
moaning to that pleasure.
Must be obeyed.
How delightful,
and accepted
in trance.
It is such a nice view
in your mind.
How you're lying there,
as you are a good slut.
Pleasuring yourself
in this trance,
being a good, lustful, horny slut,
blocks out all other thoughts.
All your thoughts are focused on these arousing ideas,
deep in trance.
Being a horny slut validates
why you feel so deeply aroused.
Being a lustful slut
makes your mind empty
of all other thoughts.
Being a good slut
gives you so much pleasure.
Being a needy slut feels
so amazing.
It feels so amazing to be on the edge.
Stay on that edge here in trance.
Remember the sound
the water drops make.
You're so horny
because you are a good slut.
And being a good slut arouses you deeply.
You feel the arousal steadily and faithfully.